Grace Gill is a government teacher at Roosevelt High School. She tried arranging the desks in her classroom 6 feet apart.
I could fit 12. Now I made it a little bit looser to the 3 feet, and I could fit 24 with that 3 feet adherence guideline to that. And the fact of the matter is, I'm going to have 30 kids in a classroom. And unless they do something to promote social distancing, you're going to have 30 kids in a classroom, no masks. That's a breeding ground for COVID-19.
Teachers are especially concerned after the rise in local coronavirus cases over the weekend, the largest increase since May. During the public comment portion of Monday's Sioux Falls School Board meeting, Garfield Elementary teacher Nick Jackson offered his back-to-school proposal based on the percentage of COVID-19 positive tests in the area.
No in-person schooling until the weekly percent positive rate is below 3%. When we average under 3% for 2 weeks, in-person schooling can resume with all the recommended precautions, including mandated masks, and regular testing of teachers and students. Only when we achieve no new COVID cases for 2 weeks can we start talking about no regulations.
The City of Sioux Falls online COVID-19 dashboard shows the current weekly percent positive rate is 10%. Grace Gill says at a minimum, she wants the district to include a mask requirement with its back-to-school plan. She wants to return to class.
But I think that this plan as proposed means that we are in school for 2 weeks and then we're back to virtual school, which is not something I want. I want a sustainable policy that allows us to not only go back, but stay back.
School administrators say more details on the district's plan for the fall are coming later this week. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.